Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, Tom's tape measure, who has the biggest mouth, and I want to taste yesterday. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Morty Gleckman. This Christmas season, get ready for a new take on your favorite holiday songs. Bob and Tom Records proudly presents A Very Jewish Christmas.
Have a very Jewish Christmas. Star of David on the tree. Jesus Christ was very nice and Jewish just like me.
It's A Very Jewish Christmas. You'll hear Christmas classics like The Little Drummer Boy, Oy Vey in a Manger, and these holiday favorites.
Well, we'll all say shalom for the holidays.
All right.
Matzo ball soup, gefilte fish, lox and bagels and potato knish. Santa Claus is noshing downtown. Up in the Catskills, Christmas Day, Jerry Lewis shouts, "Hoy vey!"
It's A Very Jewish Christmas. Kids will love singing along to these Yuletide favorites.
I'm dreaming of my bar mitzvah, the day that I become a man.
Matzo balls, boy, they're good, oy vey. Drink a glass of Manischewitz. Santa's really Mr. Kravitz. Yada, 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 mazel tov. He'll be bringing presents later. Sheldon wants a calculator. Yada, 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 mazel tov.
It's A Very Jewish Christmas. You'll get holiday standards like, I saw mommy kibitzing with Santa Claus. Have yourself a kosher little Christmas and this seasonal tune.
As a young boy, I remember all the holiday cheer as my neighbors would celebrate Christmas. And our rabbi, he would stop by. He was such a great guy. And I still can remember his name.
Yeah.
Silverman. Silverman.
So don't pass over your chance to own a very Jewish Christmas. Look, let's face it, you didn't become a doctor, so don't disappoint your parents by not buying this album, A Very Jewish Christmas. And if you act right now, just in time for the Jewish New Year, it's the new album from the band that plays all your favorite Jewish rock songs from the 1950s. Get ready for Rosh Hashanah Na. Only from Bob and Tom Records.
Have a Merry Christmas, have a Merry Christmas, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Oy vey!
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm playing this detective show theme music to the Bob and Tom program here in the Napa Auto Parts Studios because I want to get behind a... Maybe get you guys to help me out with a new case I have.
Uh-oh. Oh, okay.
You got something missing?
Not exactly.
Somebody dead? Oh, got a body?
We have some evidence here I'm going to ask you about in just a second. There's Ace, there's Chick, that's Josh, Pat Godwin's that guy. This is Tom speaking, the lady of the house. The lady in red is Christy
what?
Lee.
I'm not wearing red.
Glasses are red.
That's true.
It's radio, no one knows. Sally Jesse Raphael.
Yes, right. That's me.
Okay, I'm sitting in my seat.
Yep.
My little place here.
Your
what
area.
Is... Came in this morning. What is sitting right by my microphone?
Tape measure. Nice one.
A
nice
gigantic tape measure.
Where's your Afrin?
Have you found your Afrin yet?
Where was it?
Went and got another one. It happens to be Vicks.
You wouldn't know your Afrin from a hole in the ground.
I'll have to stick that one on my butt too, I guess.
This is the 25-foot Work Pro tape measure.
Oh, Work Pro.
So someone is...
Careful.
Measuring something here. Remember when you were a kid, Chick, and you'd have one of these things, your buddy, hey, hold this end. You'd give him the end that has the housing on it.
Sure, you'd stretch it
back,
out.
Let it go, and it flies back and
pinches
the fingers.
No, because I didn't grow up on a construction site.
We did that.
I was on a – when I go to hardware stores, every time I get a package of drill bits – drill driver bits and tape measure.
Yeah, I don't know why there's tape measures in here.
I've got like 50 tape measures.
I had to measure it a couple years ago.
I had to measure how many tape measures I have.
42 inches.
Oh, what are you measuring there?
The distance from my eye to that screen.
Ah.
How far am I from you? Can you get over here with that?
Sure, yeah. I have two.
It's going to collapse before.
Yeah, it's not going to
matter. Just walk it on over there, Josh.
Walk it on over there?
Yeah, that's no fun. I want you to estimate how far your nose is from mine.
7 feet.
Okay, this will give people an idea of how big the Napa Auto Parts studios are.
7 feet, 10 feet.
Okay, your nose to mine. I want you to give me a guess. Okay, I've got the measurement. Thank you, Christy.
10 feet, 9 inches.
Jeez, sad.
What?
Josh, make your guess.
That's 13 feet.
Should I let it go?
Oh, my God, Josh.
Let it go.
You are...
What are you, only a foreman?
You're 3 inches off.
All right. 12 feet, 8 inches?
You didn't ask me. 13 inches? Feet, 3 inches.
No. You said what, John?
13 feet.
Yeah, no. It's 12 feet,
I
9
said
10, inches.
3.
Wow.
I was closer without going over.
You were, yeah. I'm always closest, but I always go over.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that what your girlfriend says, too?
It better be over.
She didn't say over, though. She says bottoms out.
Bottoms out.
Bottomed out, yeah.
Bottom sure that means. Is that one of those new terms I don't know anything about?
I don't even know.
Is that like ATMing? I didn't know.
You've never bottomed out?
You've never bottomed out? I thought you were
Jeez,
the big
I thought you
meeting.
Had the...
It's kind of a weird experience.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, sir.
It doesn't happen every time, but when you do, it's like, hey. Oh, are we married now?
Yeah, you bump into something. Hey! Here's some sports. Let's go to the next topic.
Is this some kind of...
It's
wrong orifice.
It's accidental?
No.
Well, this isn't Tom. Bottom like butt. Okay. So
No.
Never mind.
Jesus.
Last time I. What's this tape measure doing?
You know,
in my space?
You hit bottom with something.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I see.
Okay. All right.
How did you get into
the kidney swiper
an Ivy League school?
It's faked it.
Major League Baseball has.
Yeah.
Removed.
Yeah.
Marijuana from their drug abuse list.
I like to call it.
So much for speeding up the game, huh?
Exactly. I like to call it jazz cabbage.
That'll be everywhere.
That's my new...
Yesterday, the league announced changes to how it approaches drug abuse. They'll be coming from the right-hand side. In a joint drug agreement between the Major League Baseball and the Players Association. Marijuana use will be treated the same as alcohol and suspensions for using pot, dope, M13, rope.
Jazz cabbage.
Makes sense to me.
You don't like jazz cabbage?
I do. I think it's very fun.
I like
care
it.
For it. The league will also begin testing for opioids.
What is your dealer calling? Okay.
What?
I don't have one.
I don't have a dealer either, but...
Don't you know any horn players?
I
well,
do.
You know a lot.
I do. time for some music. Appropriate now for the seventh inning stretch of the Major League Baseball game. I give you the fraternity of man.
Bogart that joint, my friend.
Drums the great Richie Hayward.
Pass it over to me.
Little Feat does a great version of this song on the album Waiting for Columbus.
Bogart, let's go listen to that in your car.
My friend.
Nice pedal steel, I will give it that.
It's kind of fun, yeah.
The best part is when they do the roll another one thing.
Roll another one.
Ace, do you get the Bogart reference here?
I do.
Just like the other one.
I'm scared to explain it to the young listeners.
Hang in there, America. Let's weather this storm together.
I've never understood why. I know what it means to Bogart something. I've never understood why they chose
that. I don't know
that
why they chose that either.
Oh, because...
Humphrey Bogart would...
Bogart.
Yeah, because Bogart wouldn't give up the cigarette. He'd leave it in there. So if you're Bogarting the joint, you're keeping it.
Right,
I knew that.
You know what that means, but why was Humphrey Bogart? I mean, why
Bogart was always smoking.
Okay, so he was just always hanging on.
Yeah, but you don't share cigarettes.
Right. But he was always hanging on to it and fiddling with it.
You don't. Who's famous for sharing things? Johnny Appleseed?
Mother Teresa? I don't know.
Madonna?
Yes,
Santa?
It wouldn't be Madonna.
Well, she's a loose woman. She likes her sex.
It's completely off topic.
Magic Johnson probably shared a couple
of them. Yeah, probably.
That's not nice. The point is, Bogart, famous smoker.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of fun to just sit back and watch you guys work.
I don't know.
It's crazier every day.
Did Bogey do the jazz cabbage?
I don't know.
I doubt it.
No, he...
Robert Mitchum sure did.
The famous... Famous picture of him holding up the Jack Daniels, a case of some whiskey or something.
Oh, that's from that's the movie where he's in the jungle. Queen. Yeah, African Queen. He's holding up the gin, I think. Yeah, but a great song. And so the point is, I'm sorry that we got off the topic. The point is, Major League Baseball will not. They don't care if you smoke marijuana or not. Chick makes a great point.
They care if you are smoking during the game.
Yeah.
No coach wants
that.
To go. Yeah, no coach.
I mean, baseball's long enough as it
every
is.
Every person who does this story from here on out will say, I thought they were trying to speed up the game.
Well, you said
so
it.
So then there'll be hacks because you did it to that. That's
didn't
right.
They used to smoke during the games?
Oh,
like
sure.
cigarettes?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if some coaching staff still.
A lot of those guys, because of chewing tobacco, are super addicted to nicotine.
Yeah.
And all that stuff, especially the stuff that you. The chew and
yeah.
stuff under your lip is incredibly addictive.
Yes.
So, yeah, a lot of those guys, a cigarette's better
stupid
for them. But before we get to that, I can you imagine? No, I said bunt. Not
blunt.
Blunt. Or, you think I was going the other way, did you? Okay.
No.
Well, here comes the 12 mile an hour fastball.
And up next to the plate, seems he's going for a hot dog.
Yeah. All right. Ted Marley.
Oh, that's weird.
Oh, hot dog look, sounds the, look, really good right
the,
now.
The hot dog vendor has just entered the A's dugout. So we'll have to wait on that.
Will you knock it off? At this point, it's your fault.
Well, that's my fault.
Yes.
You're saying that's my fault. So if I hadn't pushed the button, that wouldn't be. Like, it seemed like you guys are interrupting the award-winning sportscast. Is that right?
Roger, that looks up. It would appear that they are entering the Indians dugout with spliffs. Oh, this should
spliffs. Spliffs, saps, dookie rope.
I've received.
Out of touch.
What's a spliff?
A spliff is a gigantic joint.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. But this is all part of a thing which they are going to be testing for severe opioid use. So, and they're not going to penalize the players. They'll just ask them to go into proper rehab. If they refuse to that, then they got a problem. So anyway, you have to get this world record in, don't you?
What?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
I've been told by the executive
committee,
a Minnesota boy. See if you have the same joke I have, Josh.
Okay.
I'll let you go first. A Minnesota boy has set the Guinness World Record for having the biggest mouth gape.
So that means
does
the
that
mouth.
Mean like this?
Does that mean the mouth. Largest mouth?
Mouth gape.
What
yes.
is a mouth gape?
Well, exactly. There are two kinds of gapes, okay. as far as I know.
Yeah. Christy, right? Have you seen this picture?
Oh, my.
Let's see.
It looks like the kid from Toy Story, the first one.
Wow.
This kid's mouth. You could put
oh, my
a,
gosh.
You could put a baseball in that kid's
huge.
Mouth.
It is huge.
It's like Julia Roberts, only smaller.
Wow. This is the world's biggest mouth, literally?
Wow.
How do they measure it? By volume or?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Do they measure it across with the tape measure?
Yeah, it must be
circumference.
14-year-old Isaac Johnson with two A's can open his mouth to 3.67 inches, beating the previous record set by a German man.
Just happen to have a tape measure here.
With a 3.46 inch.
Okay, Christy, would you mind stepping over here?
Mouth gape. Well, Christie's is barely an inch.
Okay, I'm going to measure the distance from...
like a parakeet.
Do you go side to side on this?
Yeah, is it up and down or
up
side
down.
To side?
Okay, all right. Whichever's bigger. I think up and down.
It's got to be
I just want to make sure.
Can we get to some we're gonna,
Jeff,
a photo team in here?
Jeff, we're going to need the video on this for the trial. Okay, just I'm going to measure side to side, if that's okay.
All right.
Wait a minute. A little closer, sorry.
I don't care.
If you want to get, just fishhook yourself with both hands.
That's wide. No, go up and down. It's going to be longer.
It's 1 3/4 inches. That is tiny.
Up and down or across?
Across.
No, go up and down now.
Stretch it out.
Yeah.
Stretch it out.
Open it. The gape.
No, you can't lift your lip above your teeth.
Okay, listen.
That's cheating.
Will you listen to me?
Yes.
The gape is the distance between the upper and lower incisors in an individual's mouth.
Okay.
Hang on a second. It is 1 5/8. That is tiny.
And what was the record?
3.67.
Oh.
So this guy's mouth opens...
three times as much as
almost, mine. Yeah, that's...
wow.
That is you couldn't even fit a dill pickle in there.
I'm glad you said dill pickle.
You stumbled over the dill there.
Yeah, you couldn't even fit a big hairy dill pickle in there.
Josh, would you step over here very quickly? We'll measure. No, so it's from the top to the bottom, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Why can't you listen and retain any information?
I just sanitized this, so you're okay. Okay.
My mouth is dropping
on the ground.
Wait, hang on a second.
I'm not going to blast you.
There's a protocol.
Get in there, Josh.
I want you to breathe deeply in.
Kiss him on the cheek.
Could I handle this?
This is a weird break.
Kiss him on the cheek.
Exhale, and then, okay, ready? Boy, this looks like a prison rape.
Jeez.
It's a weird way to do it.
Get your feet set.
So much for using any
here comes Spike.
Okay, using your words.
I'm just glad my dad can't see this.
Exhale. Oh, he can see it from heaven.
He can see, yeah.
Oh, God. There's a big difference here.
Oh!
Yeah, hit him right on the tooth, you dick. What are you doing?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hit your tooth there.
He's going
to
hit you again.
Oh, I hope somebody's screenshotting this.
It's all over two,
okay,
right?
It's 2 3/16.
Yeah. Oh.
That's significantly larger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could fit a big, massive pickle in there.
Johnson says he likes to demonstrate how large my mouth is by comparing it to sports balls or fruits and just seeing how much I can fit inside my mouth.
All right.
Of course, nowhere near the record that Julia Roberts holds of seven inches.
That is it. This kid's mouth. Inches. We'll have to put this on the Bob and Tom Facebook page. This kid's mouth is huge.
Man.
And we need to measure your mouth, Ace, to see how. I think it's the biggest one in the room, don't you
think?
I think it is.
Might be.
Do you want to go measure it, Josh?
No, not it.
Ace, get over here and let him measure your mouth, for God's
okay.
sake.
Okay.
Let's see if Christy's fist will fit in your mouth.
What?
Yeah.
Do you want to sanitize your fist first?
I don't want to put my fist in his mouth.
Why not?
How about he won't sanitize his mouth?
Yeah.
How about that?
Okay, Ace.
He looks like he's walking to the gallows.
Open wide. Okay.
I think Josh's mouth is bigger.
Oh, come on. That's open it up. It doesn't even, it's not even 2 inches.
That's just two.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
Josh is bigger.
Josh?
Let me see if I could. Just put your fist in front of my mouth.
Oh, you could get it easily.
I bet if I,
easily.
Yeah, if I stretch out my cheeks.
No, no, no. Can you go, I'll tell you what, during the break, Christy, go wash your hands.
You think you put a billiard ball?
You ain't got to wash your hands, girl.
You keep them dirty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you want them extra dirty? That'll cost you an extra
I want to taste yesterday.
You know something? I don't know what that means, but I love it. It's subject to interpretation. I will take the low road on that.
That's my favorite line of the week.
I want to taste yesterday. Could that be the name of your book?
Hey, sure, yeah. Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Taste it.
I want to taste yesterday. Christy's fist is in my mouth today.
I can taste yesterday. Suddenly.
What? Are we all drinking today?
A hint of ass.
And a little bit of boo.
a touch of sassafras.
Okay.
Well, did you have your hand on someone's hat?
Oh, I believe you.
Sorry, don't believe.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.